Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Yakira. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I just called and talked to somebody ago, and they canceled the account, but I didn't hear her tell me that my money would be refunded.
Okay, let me see if that's in notes. May I have your zip?
40422.
Thank you, sir. And may I have your first and last name?
The account was listed under Perry Thompson.
Okay, I have a William Thompson.
I just talked to him. She said that there was no account under William Thompson.
Yeah, I'm not sure why. May you verify your address?
153 Fox Hunter Drive, Danville, Kentucky.
Okay. I see a William Thompson. That was one of the first names that came up. I'm not sure as to why she didn't see.
Well, like I told her, on the other, there was another account too, but she said she canceled it. I did not do that, and I want any money refunded.
Is it under William Thompson or Betty?
William.
Okay, give me one moment, okay?
William, the other name would be Perry.
Okay, give me one moment, sir, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Thompson, she did notate under this account. So she did cancel everything, and there was a no refund issued because they are valid charges. As a customer courtesy, I can give you a 35% refund on my behalf.
No, ma'am, I will dispute it with my bank if I don't get all of my money. Because I just there and told you it was a fraudulent charge. I did not do it.
Okay, so if it's a fraudulent charge, I will have to transfer you over to the fraud department because we do take fraud very seriously.
I didn't sign up for anything, and I just know I want my money back or my bank can handle it.
Okay, sir. So I can see what I can do with my supervisor, see what I can do for you. Do you need to be transferred over to our fraud department? Because we do take fraud seriously.
I'm going to inquire about this myself first because you're telling me there's a William Thompson, and she just told me there's a Perry Thompson. And
well, I'm not sure because I do see she notated into this account. I'm not sure why she told you that or what was said on that call, but I'm looking and seeing what I see, and this was notated at 6:47 p.m. On today. So I'm not sure as to what another account was mentioned or why or where.
Yeah, because I got a reference number of KC-102 or something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever it is.
And you got your email changed today too?
No, I just told her that is my. I just had my gave her my email address to send to me.
Okay, give me one moment, sir. Let me see what I can do with my supervisor. Okay.
Okay.
Mr. Williams?
Yes.
Okay, so my supervisor agreed to give you a full refund that will be posted to your account within 3 to 5 business days, also depending on your financial institution. Is there anything else I can help for you today? I do have that cancellation number for you as well.
Let me get that. But let me ask you this. Is there another account with Perry Thompson at the same address? Well, let me get that account number. Let me get that information from you first. Let me get that from you.
It is C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
263.
Okay.
490.
Okay.
693.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Yes. Would you look to see if there's another account under the name Perry Thompson, the same address?
Okay. Give me one moment. You said Perry?
Yes, P-E-R-R-I-E.
Okay, give me one moment, sir. Yes, I do see a Perry Thompson.
Okay.
Yeah, but when I click on Perry Thompson, it goes to... Okay, well, let me see. When I click on Perry Thompson, it goes to William Thompson as a default.
I just want to make sure there are two different accounts.
Can you repeat?
I just want to make sure they two different accounts because they took money out of my bank. They took $60-something out of my bank.
Do you know a Perry Thompson?
That would be my middle name.
Oh. Okay, well.
I don't use my middle name on business. My middle name's not on any of my cards.
I understand, sir. So you do have everything canceled. I did provide you with a cancellation number as well as your refund, sir. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
Okay. You said you gave me a full refund?
Yes, sir.
And what was the amount of it?
$67.32.
Okay. Can you give me the last two numbers of the card you used?
Can you repeat that?
Can you give me the last two numbers of the card? Last two or last four numbers of the card that was used?
MasterCard ending 4248.
Okay. There was, that's not the account that the $67 came out of today.
Give me one moment, sir. Okay, that's under the Perry Thompson one. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
What was your zip code again, sir?
40422.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm still trying to load so I can see which card exactly that was. Okay, I had to go back to the very first account.
Yes, ma'am, because I have the last four of the card that it, the account number it came out of.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes, sir. That charge was declined of today. So that $67.32 was declined today. There wasn't no charge that was taken out today because it did not go through. On the MasterCard and then 4248.
Okay, that one was declined, but I have another card that there was a charge on. For $67, that's how I got your phone number.
Okay, so
one was on a business, the 4248 was a business account, and the other one is a personal account. The one, and they took the money came out on December 26th for $67 on the personal account. $67.32.
And you said what date was that?
December the 26th is showing pending. And it originally was on the other day, but it's still pending as of today. And I got your phone number off of it. And there are some other numbers like 771-507 beside of it. I don't know if that's a processing number or not, but, and I can tell you what card number it was on.
Mm-hmm. Please, sir.
Pardon?
Oh, I was waiting on you.
Oh, you was waiting on me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Because I was going to stick it with my bank, but if I end up without the secret, I will.
I had gave you that full refund of the $67.32 that was charged up to. I see the MasterCard ending 0082.
0082.
Yeah, so you was fully refunded up that to that card. So you have two accounts attached to this. Okay,
no,
so yes.
I didn't get a refund for that one.
That's what I refunded you. That's what I was talking to my supervisor about, that I said I was able to give you that full refund for. That was that. And that will be posted within 3 to 5 business days, sir.
Yeah, but you told me it was on card number 4248.
Yeah, that's when I was in the account and I was looking at, I wasn't looking at the right one.
Okay. So both accounts have been canceled?
Yes, sir.
Okay, do I get a confirmation number on cancellation on this one would be 0082?
Oh, no, did I give you the cancellation number?
Gave me a cancellation number.
Yes.
Okay, but you see, when you gave me the cancellation number, you said it was for card number 4248.
No, I meant to say that was for the 0082. This is too much. Let me go to the other one. Give me one moment. Give me one moment, sir, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so both accounts were already canceled. And the last agent canceled the account that's on the 428-4848. So she should have already gave you a cancellation number for that.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
No, I hope you have a better day than I'm giving you. I hope I haven't been too much trouble.
Okay, well, you have a good one. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.